This is some in audio from online book, The Sasquatch Message to Humanity. Conversations with Elder Camus, authored by Sun Bao. As told by Sasquatch Elder Camus. For anyone wanting to explore deeper into the galactic heritage of humans and humanoids, I recommend reading the well-written book, The Prism of Lyra by Lissa Royal and Keith Priest. It is easy to read, complete, and a perfect companion book to the Sasquatch Message to Humanity and for anyone seeking to understand their purpose on this planet. Forward, by Qorne Lapseritis. While veteran researchers were busy monster hunting over the last 60 years, I have also been busy having intelligent telepathic conversations with the psychic Sasquatch. As a cryptoanthropologist, the idea is to approach them without guns, cameras, fear, or trickery. These major factors laid a foundation for successful contact that began 37 years ago when both an ET and a Sasquatch telepathically spoke to me. Since then, I have had ongoing contact, amounting to well over 1,000 times, while documenting 369 experiences who have also had the privilege of telepathic communication with the psychic Sasquatch people. The discovery that the Sasquatch are indeed people and can intelligently converse with us about their lives, history, and culture is a major discovery that should not be ignored by mainstream science and the public at large. There is now a recognized race of forest giants on planet Earth who are more evolved than we are, and they now understand us far more than we understand ourselves. Yet because of their psychic abilities, it is a merging of anthropology and quantum physics. Presently, our Earth mother is dying from the horrific abuse by so-called modern man. Western society focuses mainly on materialism and appears to have no respect for Earth's flora, fauna, or its fellow humans. The Sasquatch people are here to teach, heal, and guide Earth's humans to a better way of life that is more spiritual than creating the technocratic monstrosities that are presently threatening all life as we know it. We are blessed with Camus, a grand shaman elder, who was appointed to share the Earth's true history with the humans in an effort to expand our consciousness so we too can evolve out of there. Socio-political quagmire that humanity placed our world in. Our technology has superseded our spiritual development, leaving us with a Neanderthal mentality where countries want to use only violence to solve world problems. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "If we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change." This is a message that could especially benefit the monster hunter mentality. They must first let go of their fear and aggression. Then the forest people will respect them in return so that they may consciously evolve to a level where they may have a personal relationship with the Sasquatch. These elders want us to walk in unconditional love, which would be a start towards a new attitude and level of consciousness, creating a new society void of the present psychopathic behavior that is slowly extinguishing global life. Humans have the tenacity to renew themselves like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. Light workers and those whom are in service to others are the hope of the world. Their selfless compassion and caring will continue to collectively increase the spiritual love vibrations that well may be the key source to heal our Earth mother and aid us in surviving the coming Earth changes. Prologue. By Kelly Lapseritis. On the evening of September 28, 2015, there was a rare total lunar eclipse of a super blood moon. This eclipse was the fourth and final eclipse in a series of lunar eclipses called the Lunar Tetrad. These rare eclipses are known for causing energetic shifts and unexplained anomalies. This harvest moon was unique and phenomenal for many more reasons. Our ancient ancestors, the Sasquatch people, along with the cosmos, rejoiced during this full moon eclipse not only because of this sacred event but also because of the reconnection made between souls and the collective mission to share our experiences of love, truth, and wisdom from our elder brothers of the forest. It is because that evening was the first time that I read a chapter from the Sasquatch Message to Humanity. It was chapter 7 to be exact, and from that moment on, an obvious shift had begun. I immediately recognized this passage as truth, and my own Sasquatch guides were surrounding me and jumping for joy for this new reality and connection that I had made with the author, Sun Bao, a spiritual brother whom I was destined to meet along my path. Our meeting on September 28, 2015 was an energetic catalyst to the channeling of the additional 43 chapters of the Sasquatch Message to Humanity, for the following day was the beginning of several long days for Sun Bao of receiving and transcribing these channeled telepathic messages from Sasquatch Elder Camus. This reconnection created a flow that manifested into meeting and aligning with many more individuals from all over the world that know the Sasquatch people and their message of love. The Sasquatch people and the Council of Star Elders say that now is the time to share this information, and they are excited that more people are working together to save humanity and Mother Earth by raising our vibration to higher levels of consciousness. It is time to know our truth and to unite into peaceful interspecies relations and once again sit with the Council of Star Elders. It is up to our humanity at this time to make the necessary changes to collectively raise our vibration in an effort to avoid another mass extinction and destruction of our planet. It all starts by changing our thinking. Everyone likes the idea of saving the world, but if you try, the world will destroy you. However, if you change yourself, the world around you will change with you. It is okay to discard old belief systems that no longer serve you. Seek truth by going to the source within yourself. Dismiss fear and practice only love. You are awakening to your highest potential, and you are a unique and magnificent being. Be one with all life and share your vision of love and truth. May all beings be happy and free. Introduction. By Sun Bao. They are known by a variety of names, some of the most famous being Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, Ormus, Yowie, Diddy, Skookum, Seatgo, Skunk Ape, Misawab, Bushmen, and Dooliga. An association can be made with Han Newman and the ape people of the Vedic scriptures in India or similar stories transmitted for centuries. The existence of Sasquatch, who are emissaries between our world and the underworld, proves in itself the existence of supernatural powers, extraterrestrial intelligences, human hybrids, and intraterrestrial populations. This hidden knowledge, kept secret by the elite, is the reason why mainstream academics are not ready to change the now questionable Darwinian theory of evolution, and adapt to a wider and wiser perspective. Humans think themselves smart, but we are far from knowing it all concerning the vast omniverse we are part of. We are not at the top of the evolutionary chain, and there are higher intelligences than us. Transhumanists suggest that the next step of evolution has to be brought by a technological enhancement that will turn us into cyborgs, more and more dependent on technology. The only real lasting evolution humanity can do is by elevating its collective consciousness to a higher spiritual level, recognizing and honoring all life forms, on this planet and eventually on others. Only through that approach can we hope to establish contact with other forms of intelligence, if not higher, at least equal to ours in the eyes of Creator. To know and understand who else is around might change our views and understandings of who we really are. We are all relatives because we are all interconnected. Our star elders, ETs, are in an intergalactic alliance with several dozen cosmic races that are here observing us. Some of them say that they genetically engineered the human race. The Sasquatch people asked us to disseminate the information as it's a message to the world. Our Sasquatch elders want to talk with people in a powerful decision-making capacity because someone must comprehend all the negativity that is happening and take the lead in creating a peaceful and environmentally friendly world for a healthier planet in spirit, mind, and body. Chapter 1. Although some call him Bigfoot, Yeti, Yowie, Babalu, Misab, and a variety of other names, I call him Sasquatch, one of his most famous names, coming from the Coast Salish language of so-called BC. I say him, because although this species of two-leggeds also has genders and families, the ones who choose to show themselves and interact with us humans are most often wise older males, protectors of their tribe. Two previous encounters and lots of research in different resources, including many accounts from native traditions, had awakened my interest in this mysterious being. Two close encounters this spring with direct communication brought me many clear answers and teachings. In May 2015 on Vancouver Island, prime Sasquatch country by excellence, 1 week after finding tracks by Clayoquot, I did ceremonies and chants echoed in the mountains around Kennedy Lake. One night, a loud bang sounding like a big tree trunk being hit with strength on a hollow tree, caught my attention, then, another one closer. Then a big tree being shaken and broken, and another one closer made it clear as to who it was. When I heard his footsteps coming my way, I knew he was coming to meet me. He stopped and sat just a few yards behind my tent. I said to him in spirit, "We are relatives. I come to meet you as a brother, to learn of who you are. Maybe you can help me understand why sad stories have happened between your people and mine. And maybe we can help in healing our collective past." Sasquatch said, "The communication was telepathic, through exchange of thought forms, translated and interpreted here in words and human speech, for our human people. You heard our call and you came. I heard your call and I came. I am an elder seer of my people, sent to meet and teach you. I haven't met any of your people who could talk with us in a few of your generations. My and your people used to be close brothers, living side by side, in the early ages of your human species, when you could still sit in the Council of the Star Elders. We were your elder brothers protecting and teaching you. We helped your species to learn, grow and adapt to this home planet where you were created, on which we had been living since long before your conception. Our people, like yours, were bioengineered by the Star Elders, but we were born many eons before you were. Our conceptors added to their alien genetics the DNA of the most evolved and adapted species of that era, a giant lemur, now long extinct, just like they did to create your species much later with the DNA of another evolved large primate that you call Anthropipithecus. This is why our genetics and yours are so closely related that our species can interbreed. This is also why your species and ours are the only two having spliced genes in this home planet. So we come from the same star seeds, making us relatives, but our earthly ancestors are different. So we are not your ancestors, but your elder brothers. My people were created as part of a cosmic plan to allow ancient souls of star beings to incarnate on this young planet and help it evolve into an intergalactic outpost of consciousness while discovering its many resources and life forms. We were conceived to possess mighty physical strength and resistance with thick skin and fur to adapt to every possible environment and climate, from snow-capped summits to dense jungles and be protected from mosquito and snake bites. My people also has strong limbs enabling us to break trees, run fast and jump high and far, keen eyesight and clairvoyance to see in the darkness even in the deepest caves of the underworld, huge lungs to swim underwater over long distances and be perfectly autonomous and self-sufficient without need for any external material support. We were also gifted with powerful psychic abilities that we have kept to this day, including telepathy, mind reading, remote viewing, hypnosis, astral projection, dematerialization, teleportation, shape-shifting and permeating consciousness. This last ability allows us to impregnate an area and surround entities with our soul. So we might be perceived as interdimensional beings, but in reality we are an incarnated species with highly developed psychic powers like none other from this home planet. Your first ancestors too were created with those same psychic abilities, but your evolutionary course has largely depleted your gifts as well as your longevity. We have kept our connection with the greater soul of our species, like most animals have, while our telepathic abilities allow the average individual among us to tap in and communicate from distances with any other one gifted with this faculty. So any one of us can know at any time how any other thinks and feels, through telepathy. When one connects with our greater soul, the whole species can potentially know about it. But our individualities remain independent and free, so individual behaviors are not always representative of our greater soul species. Likewise, we can read minds and intentions of others. That's why those fools who chase us like beasts, with guns and infrared glasses, will never catch a glimpse of any of us. Our telepathic abilities allows us to foresee who is coming and feel their intentions. So we can hardly ever be surprised by one of yours, except maybe when we are deeply asleep or when one of your fast-moving vehicles comes our way. Otherwise, we show ourselves to your people only to frighten away some unwelcome intruders, or in the rare cases when one of you is willing and able to communicate peacefully in spirit with us. Once one of you has established contact with our greater soul, we can always communicate in spirit afterwards, regardless of distances, much like we do with our star elders. Chapter 2. As we are incarnated beings, there are plenty of physical proofs of our existence. But we conceal usually most traces and offer proper burial to our dead in undisclosed protected locations, inaccessible to your species. Some of your people go around hunting us either to find or to cover up physical proofs of our existence, and they have succeeded in doing both. Being highly telepathic beings, when some of you identify tracks left by one of us, that one of ours knows who it is and what their intention is. Likewise, when one of yours succeeds in taking pictures of one of ours and publishes them, we can hear the thoughts of those seeing it and feel the fears, hatred and ridicule we are subjected to in the uncivilization enslaving your people. This hurts our soul. For this reason, we avoid cameras and having our DNA sampled. Material proofs of our existence can also threaten the safety of my people, if used to track us by the powers serving the lower lords, including some of your people, knowingly or not. Our human allies are not concerned about proving our physical existence, since there will always be denial in the uncivilization of the lower lords, no matter how much evidence is provided, to maintain the official program of the global control agenda through the false doctrine of speciesism and an ideology of domination. Our human allies are concerned about our rehabilitation in your collective consciousness as your elder relatives and longtime allies, through the transmission of the ancient knowledge we have carried to this day that was largely forgotten by your people, so that we can once again as before work together in re-establishing the divine law and cosmic order on our home planet. Some of us still live thousands of years and see your earthly kingdoms come and go, like leaves on trees throughout the seasons, what your first ancestors could achieve when you were sitting with the immortals in the Star Council. But your people were later subdued under the control of the rebellious lower lords, and modified to be more easily submitted. You were bioengineered to be depending and vulnerable, needing external material support for your basic survival, like clothing, shoes, fire, shelter, tools or weapons that my people doesn't need to roam wild and free in every kind of environment. This vulnerability keeps you afraid of blending with the wilderness through spiritual connection and bound to the material support offered by your uncivilization, which keeps you servile and submitted. You were given a larger frontal cortex and a more rational mind with the gift of articulated speech and languages, as part of a plan to transform this planet into a consciousness outpost meant for surveillance and protection of this galactic sector since there were divisions in the heavens and wars among the stars. But you were conceived with a lower, flatter skull and deprived from the higher parts of the brain, seat of the eighth chakra, and of much of the spiritual abilities that your original ancestors had received. My people are the living proof of the stories of your origins carried in your ancient sacred scrolls and in the ancestral oral traditions of your tribal peoples. Our knowledge is what your people have forgotten about your true origins, nature, purpose and destiny. This is why the lower powers that have taken over this earth are trying desperately to deny and cover up our existence, turning it into ridicule for the public to keep ignoring the message we carry, while secretly waging a covert genocide against my people. It all started in the times when the civilization you know as Atlantis emerged as a new seat of powers for the Star Council on Earth, and the continents were divided between factions. Old Lemuria, our motherland where my people and much later yours were first conceived and born, had developed into a planetary civilization with a network of colonies and outposts around the world, many of which have left remains that still can be seen today. After ages of peace and consciousness, the divisions in the heavens reached our planet, but the Star Council established here could keep it safe and united. Nevertheless, after some time, a faction of star people based in Atlantis fell into the temptation of power and greed, and went away from the greater divine law and cosmic order that they were originally meant to maintain and protect on our young Earth. After winning battles over our Earth and succeeding in pushing back invading forces, they claimed ownership and dominion over our home planet, which is not their home, and to which they were sent to keep watch and protect. Their claim was denied by the Council of Star Elders keeping the cosmic order, so the faction of lower principalities rebelled and banded with the invading forces they had been fighting against. They broke the covenant of the Planetary Watchers by manipulating genetics and breeding several experimental races of hybrids and slave species for their own interest and power. As opposed to the creation of my people and of yours that was approved by the Higher Council of Star Elders within a cosmic plan for soul consciousness and planetary evolution, these genetic modifications were done for selfish purposes by the lower principalities against the higher divine law and cosmic order. Those artificially produced species, including giants, dragons and monsters, were used as slaves and soldiers in wars against the Star Council of Elders, still based in Mu. Your most ancient cultures have kept the memories of those wars involving star fleets in their sacred archives and ancestral legends that have survived to this day. My people and your people took part side by side in those star wars to maintain the divine law and re-establish the cosmic order of the Star Council on this Mother Earth, our home planet. My people stood all the time with the Council of Star Elders based in Lemuria, our motherland. But your people got divided, many falling under the influence of the lower lords, based in Atlantis. Some of them were enslaved in their army and we had to fight them. As time passed, the conquering powers of the lower lords devised new ways to transform again the genetics of your people, turning them more into easily servile creatures with less spiritual consciousness and psychic abilities to take over the whole world. Chapter 3. As the strongest and most powerful psychic beings on this home planet, the task of my people was to defend, as our younger brothers, those of your people who had stayed truthful to the divine law, even from the ones among yours who posed a threat. For that reason, the fallen powers started waging a war of extermination on my people that has not yet ended to this day except that it is being done in secret. Those events caused the separation of your people from my people. From there came the many accounts depicting us like dangerous cannibals, under which your people unfortunately too often know us. It is true that some of our species have attacked and killed, even eaten some of yours, and sometimes abducted individuals for attempts of contact, and even for interbreeding. But these individual actions cannot be taken out of the context of wars or resistance to the destruction of homelands, just like many of your tribal people have reacted to invasion when their very survival was threatened by enemies. But the truth is that many more of my species have been destroyed by human actions than we have ever hurt your people. Our total population has been reduced to a few thousands last survivors scattered around this home planet. To this day, most of us still die to human hands rather than to natural causes. Since this world has become hostile to us, we have chosen to reproduce as little as possible, for safety. This modern humanity, which you call Homo sapiens, was encoded to be totally depending on external material support, with more rational minds and less spiritual empathy and sensibility, to serve the agenda of taking over all other life forms on this home planet for their sole interest of the lower lords, who set themselves as powers against the divine law. Today, my people represent the last and only species that your species has not yet dominated, but this submission from us will never happen. This is the reason why the lower lords and the powers they control have been trying to eliminate my people. When the new Atlantean race conquered the world, they exterminated systematically not only all of my people that they could find, but also the largest part of your Lemurian ancestry, except for a few remote tribal populations. As this modified and reprogrammed humanity invaded all parts of the world, the last survivors of my people, in order to assure our survival, had to keep moving further away from the threat into the most remote wilderness and places where your species can hardly reach, including the network of deep caves in the underworld, with some of your Lemurian ancestors. But even there, we have been hunted down by the powers of the lower lords. Nowhere is left safe. Eventually, ages later, they succeeded in destroying the whole continent of Lemuria, mainly through geothermal explosions. So my people disappeared from your official stories, books and collective memory. Tribal cultures that have kept living with the wilderness and maintained their spiritual abilities could still see us. But after time, even your tribal peoples slowly lost their psychic powers and their ability to communicate with us, being entrapped with the whole planet in the power grid of the lower lords, except for a few seers, who also ended up being rare. So the communication between my people and yours got almost completely lost in the last few of your generations. We are now known mainly through legends, often depicting the worst parts of our history and behaviors. Most of your people stopped believing in our existence, and we are usually met by fear from the ones who learn about us. Because of this separation, we have been forced to stay away from your people and must often play the card of frightening away unwelcomed intruders who are not ready to communicate with us, for our own safety and survival. The new uncivilization that ruled your world had been banned from the Star Council, which left from our home planet until a later evolutionary leap. Those same powers serving the lower lords are still keeping this earth enslaved today, through a combination of means including control of the information, mind programming, staged events and a series of advanced technologies. They want you to forget how they took over the control of your home planet and destiny through illegitimate means, and have kept your people enslaved, making you more and more depending on new technologies. They want you to forget the divine law and cosmic order that we have protected with our star ancestors, with whom we have kept in contact. As a proof of their dominion, the lower lords want you to keep destroying our home planet, which is not their home, and that they have invaded for their own selfish interests and powers. Since they have laid the basis and frames of your known civilizations and have set the stage for most major events influencing your collective consciousness and destiny, to push forward their agenda of global control, all of your people have fallen under their material and psychic enslavement to some extent and level. None has been left untouched by their detrimental influence. My people are seeking those among yours who are willing and able to help us in making peace again between elder and younger brothers, and in joining again together in our long-time common mission to free our home planet from the grip and grid of the lower lords. Our common goal, which is also our ultimate responsibility and duty, is to realign our planetary soul and civilization with the divine law and cosmic order, in order to take again righteously our place within the circle of the Star Council. Chapter 4. You must first start by finding back your connection, through nature, with the soul of our Mother Earth, which connects us all as relatives. On this path of conscious evolution, you must recover your spiritual gifts and psychic abilities that were encoded in your DNA through your ancestral star seeds. As your genetic memory and your soul memory awaken, you will recognize us as elder relatives and allies, and cease to fear us, deny us the right to exist, chase us like beasts or consider us as more primitive than your species. You will remember how we nurtured and protected your early ancestors like our own younger brothers. You will realize how manipulated and controlled your people has been under the rule of the lower lords, and how what your uncivilization remembers of its history is but the last page rewritten and modified, to make you forget about your true origins, nature, purpose and destiny, as part of a program to keep your people domesticated like pets and enslaved like livestock, in an agenda for global control and tyranny. We know that some of your people have been freeing their souls from this ages-old bondage and are getting ready to stand on our side for the protection of the natural balance of environments from the destructive uncivilization of the lower lords, and for the re-establishment of the divine law and cosmic order of the Star Council on Earth.